Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Hall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a Monday. The President of the United States is in New York at this hour at the United Nations. What is the message he is bringing to the world? We'll find out in just a couple of minutes. A little bit later on, in fact, top of the hour, we'll be joined by Victor Jakes, Las Vegas Review-Journal columnist, three times a week. Also, Jane Addams and Doug Jeffers will join us from the Clark County Republicans. They are in the midst of a voter reg drive. We'll talk about that after 11 o'clock. First, though, let's check in with Blair Ellis. She is the National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. And by the way, the reporting just in, Republicans and the RNC had a mammoth last reporting period that just ended on Friday. Blair, first of all, good morning, and thanks for joining us. Tell me about your fundraising. Understand you guys did really, really well.
We sure did. We had a rockin' August. It was the largest off-cycle August fundraising number in history for either national party committee, so between DNC and RNC. But we brought in a record-breaking $23.5 million in August, and the chairwoman would have no problem telling you that a lot of that is because of our small-dollar support and excitement and enthusiasm in direct response to those Hollywood liberals and those Castro brothers for trying to shame Republican donors, for doxing private citizens. It really just lit a fire under the Republican base, and people were more motivated than ever to donate to the Republican Party.
I know Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and others on the left, they're always saying, well, we had small donors, you know, 20%, 50%, 80%, whatever it is of our donor base is small, under $100 donations. Do you have any numbers on that as far as the RNC and how much of your money came from small donors?
So since the president was elected, we've had over 1 million new small dollar donors participate in the Republican Party, and we continue to see new small dollar donors every single month, which honestly I think is a true testament to this president and the fact that he, even 2-3 years into his term, can still excite, energize, and motivate people, new people, to give is monumental. And it's not something that Democrats should blink an eye at, especially when you look at what the DNC is fundraising. Their August compared to our August, they brought in $7.9 million compared to our $23.5 million, and the Democrat Party is still in debt, $7.3 million. So all that money that they just raised at some point is going to have to go towards paying off that debt. And instead, the Republican Party is able to turn around and invest that money we're raising into our infrastructure, into our ground game, into our data. That boosts Republican candidates all across this country, including President Trump.
I was just going to ask where this money goes. Can you talk about the data? A lot of people, I don't think, understand that there is an operation underway right now, this instant, relative to data and data collection, to where you folks know who these voters are that are going to be voting for President Trump in November of 2020.
That's exactly right. And it's kind of the shorter version of this is that, you know, after the 2008 election, when Republicans lost, we did a total clearinghouse and really analyzed what we needed to do differently, how we needed to change things. And we ended up investing over $300 million into our data. And what that means is that we've got the best data in the business. And we have been building on and compounding upon that data since that election. And so what we're able to do is really tap into exactly who we need to talk to, who we need to target. We know down to the neighborhood, to the type of voter, and our data is so up to date and so minute by minute that we can change when we're door knocking. We can change the voter script when we go door to door. We know if the mom answers, if the dad answers, we know that we may need to change that message ever so slightly to make sure that we are pinpointing that exact voter with the message they need to hear to drive them to the polls. So our data is unparalleled. It's the best in the business, and the money that we raise from our grassroots supporters goes into building out our data so that we can help elect many Republican candidates across this country as possible.
Blair Ellis joining us, National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. Does that information, does it get to the lower levels? Does it get to the volunteer in Clark County, Nevada, who's out knocking doors? Does it get that far, or sometimes does it get lost?
No. The way that we have our system set up is we tee up, you know, exactly if someone's going to go door knock or someone's going to go make phone calls in a certain county. Our data is teed up for those people so that those volunteers are knocking on the exact doors we know we need to be knocking on to make sure that we're squeaking candidates across the finish line, or so that we know that those volunteers are calling those exact households that we need to be touching base with right before the election. So our data goes all the way down to the local level, and more importantly, we allow local, state, federal elected officials to have access our data. We don't harbor it. We don't safeguard it or safekeep it. We allow any Republican candidate, any candidate with an R next to their name from dog catcher on up to allow to have access to that same data that allowed for President Trump to win back in 16.
Blair, the president is in New York at this hour and is at the UN. What is the message he's going to bring to the UN?
It's going to be one of strength, and he's going to certainly go there and affirm America's leadership role and underscore that America is a positive alternative to authoritarianism. You're going to hear the president talk about how the U.S. is leading on a world stage, what we've done to kind of transform our economy and lift people up. I think this is going to be an awesome opportunity to hear from the president and really underscore all that this administration has been able to accomplish and how we're turning lives around for everybody in this country.
I want to ask you about the Joe Biden whistleblower deal. There is word today, at least this morning, on some of the cable news networks that the White House is strongly considering releasing the transcript of this phone conversation with the president or the prime minister of Ukraine, Zelensky. Can you talk a little bit about I'm going to be honest with you. I'm hearing from a lot of people in government, including within the administration, including Mike Pompeo and others, that this might set a nasty precedent. What say you?
I think that we've seen President Trump has insisted over and over again that his conversations with the Ukrainian president were appropriate. We've seen early media reports about this issue wrong over and over again. We saw the Wall Street Journal reported that Trump made no promises in his call with the Ukrainian president, and yet the media obsessed over this phantom unknown promise for a week. And it now appears the so-called whistleblower the media has obsessed over actually heard about the phone call secondhand and leaked it to the media. So all of this just seems to be super hyped up and just a lot of people that are trying to speak from a place of authority that really just weren't in a position of authority to be speaking in the first place. And so I think par for the course that the media wants to latch onto a story they don't know much about, par for the course the media wants to run with something that they don't have all the facts about. And I think that's just, unfortunately, it's more of the same from what we've seen from the media.
Again, Blair Ellis joining us, National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. The president is outstanding on the stump. Is he going out? Is he doing any rallies anytime soon?
You know, not that I've heard of, but you better believe that there's no place this president likes being more than in front of the American people at rallies. I mean, he is somebody that really does enjoy being on the road. He enjoys interfacing with the American people. I think it's an awesome opportunity for people to hear directly from their commander-in-chief, unfiltered by the media. We know that it's a priority for this president to continue to be on the road in as many states as possible. I absolutely think we're going to see a few more rallies pop up, certainly between now and Thanksgiving.
I want to ask you about the Democrat presidential wannabes. There's one less because late last week it was Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, who said he was essentially leaving the race. What do you make of what's left? I can't see anybody making the quantum leap forward, although Elizabeth Warren, I guess, at least in one poll, is outdistancing Joe Biden. What do you make of what's going on the Democrat side?
I think it's just one extreme liberal versus another extreme liberal. And I'm interested to see kind of who drops out over the course of the coming weeks, if any of them. I think polling this early out tends to be misleading. I definitely think we're going to continue to see these polls ebb and flow. I absolutely think at this point we kind of continue to see Sanders, Warren, and Biden at the top of their mark, the top of the helm. And so fascinating to kind of see the different strategies play out, where those three candidates are choosing to spend their time, which states. I think that speaks a lot to just the differences in style of campaign, the difference in the pace of how they like to campaign. But I think those are the three that people have their eye on right now.
And Joe Biden, is he going to be hurt by all of this whistleblower stuff, which seems to indicate that there is some wrongdoing that was going on with him and his son relative to Ukraine, relative to China? Is this going to impact Joe Biden's campaign?
Absolutely. I think it will. I think it shows that Mr. Biden has been caught in a lie and that he's misled people. I think it hurts his credibility. And at the end of the day, I think the American people want someone in office. Democrats are hopeful to have a candidate in office that they can trust. And I think that every time Mr. Biden has to go out and clarify something or correct something or backtrack on something, it really hurts his credibility. And I think it takes a swipe at whether or not people feel like they can trust him if he were to ever assume office.
Blair, it's going to be fascinating to see how this thing plays out. I suspect, as I think you alluded to earlier, this is another in a long series, Russian collusion, all these different things that have come up in the campaign as they try and defame this president. And one by one by one, they go away.
That's right. I think the truth surfaces. It always will. It might not surface, within the second that an outlet prints something that's false or misleading or untrue, but the truth always prevails. That's exactly what we're seeing unfold right now. It's what we're going to see continue to unfold, and we'll see again. I'm sure this isn't the last time that the media will flub and mess up.
Blair, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you, and we will check back with you soon.
Would love that. Thanks for having me on.
Blair Ellis, National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee, joining us. I want you to hear Rudy Giuliani, because he was very much out front. He was on Fox News Sunday, and he was grilled by John Roberts. But he defended, this cut one, by the way, he defended his pursuit of dirt on Joe Biden. I want you to listen to the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
Let's clear something up, first of all, and dial the clock back to Thursday. Play this exchange between you and Chris Cuomo on CNN, in which you appear to at first say you didn't ask Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and or his son, and then you seem to change your mind.
Right.
Listen here.
Did you ask the Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden?
No, actually, I didn't.
You never asked anything about Hunter Biden. You never asked anything about Joe Biden.
The only thing I asked about Joe Biden is to get to the bottom of how it was that Lutsenko, who was appointed,
right,
dismissed the case against Antac.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
Of course I did.
You just said I didn't.
All right. So which is it? Did you ask Ukraine to look into it?
I clarified it immediately. Right. He said to me, did you ever talk about Joe Biden? I said, no. Then I said, I did say that you should investigate Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. The no was obviously wrong. I corrected it immediately.
Okay.
I corrected it before he corrected it. The reality is, the distinction is this. What they're trying to say is I went there for a political mission to kind of get Joe Biden in trouble. Ridiculous. I went there as a lawyer defending his client.
More from Rudy Giuliani. In fact, he clarifies the trip, the Trump trip to the Ukraine, to investigate the Bidens. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. it could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher, a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'd love to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
Madonna, thank you so much. Madonna. Unbelievable. Thank you so much. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. In fact, you can do it right now. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I want to go back to Rudy Giuliani because there was this talk of the trip to Ukraine by Rudy Giuliani. I want you to hear Giuliani on, where was this? Fox News Sunday, clarifying the trip to Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. Listen to this.
When Biden got the prosecutor fired, the new prosecutor who Biden approved, mm-hmm. you don't get to approve a prosecutor in a foreign country unless something fishy is going on. The new prosecutor dropped the case not just on Biden's kid and the crooked company that Biden's kid worked for, Burisma. That was done as a matter of record in October of 2016 after the guy got tanked. He also dropped the case on George Soros's company called Antac. Antac is the company where there's documentary evidence that they were producing false information about Trump, about Biden. Fusion GPS was there. Go back and listen to Nellie Orr's testimony. Nellie Orr says that there was a lot of contact between Democrats and the Ukraine. Well, I have all the contacts. And John, when the rest of this comes out and we look at China and the $1.5 billion that the Biden family took out of China while that guy was negotiating for us, this will be a lot bigger than Spiro Agnew. So, they have fallen into a trap.
So you went over there to investigate alleged Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election.
I can't defend a
crime. All right, so when did this morph into an investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden? And is it appropriate for you as a representative of the president to be going to Ukraine and finding dirt on Joe Biden and or his son to use politically in 2020?
Well, that's the way you characterize it. It's certainly appropriate.
That's the way it appears to line up.
No, it doesn't.
You went there
that's
for
the
one thing, you found out
way,
something else,
that
and that's what you've been digging on
since. The pro-Biden media lines it up. This began with someone coming to me saying, this information can clear your client about the corruption in Ukraine between Ukraine, the Democratic Party, the ambassador, and the FBI agent who investigated
but
the case.
But then more sent to Biden.
Inextricably combined, because Biden had the guy fired, Shokin. By the way, his statement's on record. The lazy press could go read it. Don't have to listen to me. There are three videotapes of prosecutors on record, available on here, that nobody has covered for 5 months because this town protects Joe Biden. His family has been taking money from his public office for years. $1.5 billion from China, when our vice president is supposed to be impartially and independently negotiating for us, and the kid, he takes him on Air Force Two to China.
That was in 2013.
And the kid, unfortunately, is a drug addict. China didn't give $1.5 billion to his kid, Biden's kid, a recovering drug addict, Kerry's stepson, and Whitey Bulger's nephew. Ladies and gentlemen, go look at what the press has been covering up on you.
Wow. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation. Join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar speaking at the United Nations General Assembly on universal health care coverage and abortion.
There is no international right to an abortion, and these terms should not be used to promote pro-abortion policies and measures.
Azar adding,
we only support sex education that appreciates the protective role of the family in this education and does not condone harmful sexual risks for young people.
Climate protesters are blocking major intersections in the nation's capital, hoping to bring attention to climate change. Shut Down D.C. featured the use of a boat to block one intersection near the White House earlier. Some of the demonstrators have gotten into scuffles with pedestrians and police, who've made a couple of dozen arrests so far. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A former champ goes 2-for-2 in the playoffs. I'm Woody Kane. This is the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Skechers. Make yourself comfortable in Skechers.
Do you need a work shoe that looks so good you can wear it straight from the job out to dinner? Then look no further than Skechers Safety Toe Work Shoes. Skechers work shoes come in a variety of great styles that look just as good on the job as off. Plus, they're super comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. They feel as good as opening your paycheck after a hefty week of overtime. And speaking of your paycheck, Skechers Safety Toe Work Shoes won't break the bank. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Martin Truex Jr. backed up his playoff opening win with another postseason victory Saturday night at Richmond Raceway, where he won back in April. This time, it was despite being spun out by Ricky Stenhouse Jr. while leading the last stage of the race.
Yeah, some people, it's the craziest thing that's ever happened to me in my whole racing career. But, you know, thanks to all the fans that come out here tonight. And thanks to all, everybody on this team and Bass Pro Shops. Our Camry was really fast tonight. And just takes a lot of people to make this stuff happen. We talked earlier, I felt pretty good coming into this race. And, you know, we've had a lot of heartbreakers over the years at Richmond. And then to come here and sweep this year, just I guess it was just meant to be. But hopefully we can keep this up. We came here to get bonus points, and we sure as hell did it.
It appeared to be a 1-4 sweep for Joe Gibbs Racing, with teammates Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, and Eric Jones crossing the line behind Truex. But Jones's car failed post-race technical inspection, and he was disqualified. So Brad Keselowski moves up to fourth. Jones is now last among playoff drivers, 45 points behind the cut line. Next up, the Bank of America Roval 400 at Charlotte Sunday. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Skechers. I'm Woody Kane on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid. Contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, a mulatto and albino, a mosquito, my libido. Yeah.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too, it is Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by my friends at Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. The Sunday shows were full of it. We're talking about the whistleblower. And in fact, Steve Mnuchin, let's go to cut five. Steve Mnuchin is the Treasury Secretary. He was on State of the Union with Jake Tapper and says no to releasing transcripts of the Trump conversation with the president of Ukraine. Although there are reports this morning that they are strongly considering doing so. But this was yesterday, State of the Union, Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, with Jake Tapper.
Well, the reporting is that President Trump, in this phone call in July, brought up the need for Ukraine or his desire for Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Nobody has denied that that's the case. There is a whistleblower who wants to bring this information. He has a whistleblower complaint to Congress, and the White House is preventing that. If there really is nothing there, why shouldn't the White House just let Congress, let the Gang of Eight, the intelligence leaders and the leaders of the House and Senate, look at this whistleblower complaint? If it's as innocent as you say, then that will clear it all up.
I think that would be a terrible precedent. Conversations between world leaders are meant to be confidential. And if every time someone for political reasons raised a question and all of a sudden those conversations were disclosed publicly, and when you disclose them to Congress, lots of times they leak into the press, then why would world leaders want to have conversations together? So the real issue here is this was an important week. It was a very important week, what went on with Iran, the maximum pressure campaign. This is a conversation between two world leaders with plenty of other people were on the call.
And I want to ask you about the maximum pressure campaign with Iran in a second, but I just need to understand, is it the position of the administration that it is acceptable for politicians to pressure foreign leaders to look into and investigate their political rivals? Because that is what is being said, being reported, happened on this phone call, and it alarms a lot of people.
I wasn't on the call, but I have no reason to believe that the president pressured or anything else any foreign leader. This was largely a congratulatory call. There'll be a meeting this week. I think this is a lot being made up about one person's speculation. And again, this isn't the first time when the president's been attacked and things have turned out to be incorrect.
Are you going to be at the meeting with President Trump and President Zelensky?
Yes, I expect to be at that meeting.
If President Trump brings up this desire of his to have the Ukrainians investigate the Bidens, and again, the Ukrainian prosecutor has said on the record, and the Ukrainian foreign minister have said on the record, that there's nothing there, they did look into it, and there's no evidence of wrongdoing. If President Trump brings it up, will you say something? Will you say, I don't think that's appropriate?
Again, my conversations between the president and I are confidential. But let me just say, I find it interesting that we spent close to 7.5 minutes talking about a political issue and not talking about what's the real issue of the week, which is Iran launched an attack on Saudi Arabia, which was not just about Saudi Arabia. It's on the world economic system. And this is a very, very significant issue. That's really been our focus this week.
What we are faced with is a controversy like all of the others, like Russian collusion, like obstruction of justice. I mean, on and on and on and on, and none of them have been able to stick to this president. None. Zero. Nada. The leadership in the House, Nancy Pelosi, says that she's changed her feelings, that this whistleblower story has caused her to reconsider the idea of not going forward with any kind of impeachment.
You know something? This whole thing is psychological.
Maybe that's what it is. They're just, well, I'll give you, like, for instance, when you hear it from Nancy Pelosi, it's one thing. When you hear it from the fake news media, it's another. For instance, Brian Stelter. Let's go to cut 8. A wild anti-Trump rant on this whole conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine. This is just feeding the frenzy. Listen to this.
He is confusing the public and telling people that his political opponents are dirty. He's going on a Twitter storm all weekend long, smashing the media and Democrats while smearing this whistleblower that we still don't know much about. It seems he's backed into a corner on this issue involving Ukraine, which we're going to get into in detail. This was first reported days ago by the Washington Post, a troubling phone call, a promise Trump made to the Ukrainian leader, all of this, of course, leading the news, but his media allies are rushing to Trump's side.
This is a punk who's snitching.
Someone that's part of the deep state.
Spying on the president of the United States.
The Trump whistleblower may not be a whistleblower at all.
That's the rhetoric. That's what's happening on the right. This shows just how polluted our information environment is. Scoops do break through. Scoops have been breaking through all week long. But there's a poisonous cloud that covers our political discourse because Trump and his media wingmen will do anything to deny, deflect, and distract. That's what's happening right now. They are smearing a person whose Sikh complaint was deemed serious by a Trump-appointed inspector general. Some right-wing websites are already saying the whistleblower story is a bust, but we still haven't seen the complaint yet. It's a little bit like William Barr coming out and spinning the Mueller report findings before any of us were allowed to read it. So in this poisoned information space, the press needs to provide clear explanations of what is going on. This is a very complicated story, but here's the big picture from the Washington Post's Dan Balz this morning. He wrote this on the front page of the Post. Based on what has so far been reported, the president asked, encouraged, or demanded that the leader of a foreign government undertake an investigation designed to produce info that could damage a potential 2020 campaign rival. In other words, a president abusing his powers for political gain.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
This is what I don't understand, and maybe you can help me with this. In fact, we'll get some calls maybe in our next hour. This whole notion that we don't know what's on that tape, but yet people are making assumptions of what's on that tape. It's just incredible. And yet we're not supposed to make assumptions about the whistleblower, but yet we can make assumptions about the president, even though we don't know what's on that that tape. We don't know what's going to be in that transcript, if indeed the president agrees to release it. And by the way, just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. Stick around, more to do as we continue. We're going to review what went on yesterday, the Sunday shows. We have this agreement with you. You get to do what you want to do on Sunday morning. That includes brunch, mimosas, Bloody Marys, church, a round of golf, tennis with a friend. Maybe just a simple walk in the park. You get to do that. We will make sure you are fully informed as you begin your Monday. Yeah. Yeah. That's the way we do it on Live and Local Now. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables deductibles, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Rump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Folks, some of you have asked me, what's in the MyPillow radio listener specials over at MyPillow.com? Well, let me tell you. Buy one, get one free MyPillow premium pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. You can save 30% and get free shipping. And of course, I have both of those on my bed, both the Giza Dreams sheets and the MyPillow premium pillows. Mattress toppers, save 30%. If you travel a lot, here's something for you. Roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Buy one, get one free. Body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need a MyPillow body pillow. If you've got an older pet that you dearly love, dog beds as low as $19.99. Stadium cushions, perfect time of the year for that, with football kicking up. All these are specials along with the regular warranties. Go to MyPillow.com, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mike Lindell loves you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com. Woo!
So good to have you with us live and local now for Monday. That means the Sunday shows were on yesterday.
Oh, God, it's Monday.
Yeah, it is. It is. I just love that. I just absolutely love that. One of the principals that made the Sunday shows, Mike Pompeo. He's the Secretary of State, and he is there to press the case at the UN today because he's still convinced that Iran attacked Saudi oil facilities. Listen to Mike Pompeo.
You are the only U.S. official who has directly and definitively blamed every single part of these attacks on Iran. Is there any question that the attack was launched from Iran?
No reasonable person doubts precisely who conducted these strikes. And it is the intelligence community's determination that it is likely the case that these were launched from Iran. You've seen the pictures that came from the north. That came from the north. It was a sophisticated attack. These weapon systems had ranges that could not have come from the Houthis. It is crazy for anyone to assert that they did. I mean, it is literally nuts on its face to make an assertion that this was an attack by the Houthis. This was Iran, true and true. And the United States will respond in a way that reflects that act of war by this Iranian revolutionary regime.
It was launched from Iran.
This was an attack by Iran on the world. This was an act of war. I'm here at the UN.
Okay,
the UN's primary charter is to prevent state on state.
Saudi Arabia hasn't either.
The UN's primary charter is to protect peace around the world. This was a state on state act of war.
Iran's foreign minister, as you may have heard, has repeatedly denied any part played by Iran in this attack. Will the U.S. release evidence that proves he's lying?
Well, we already have. There's already ample evidence that demonstrates that he's lied. You saw the Saudis showing these were Iranian systems built and manufactured inside of Iran.
We know where they attacked.
I don't know why anybody listens to the Iranian foreign minister. He has nothing to do with Iranian foreign policy, and he's lied for decades. And then he resigned. It's not even worth responding to him. It's beneath the dignity of anyone in the world to listen to someone who repeatedly makes the claim that the Houthis launched this attack.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
I just love that. I absolutely do. I don't know where we're headed yet. If we're headed for, I don't know yet if where we're headed with this. If we're headed to war with Iran, if there's going to be a bomb, 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 Iran, I don't know. The one thing I do know is that this is a very dangerous situation and a complex situation. But there are some things that are out there in the news that you simply have to take at face value. Mike Pompeo saying the evidence is clear. It was launched from Iran by Iran. Are there rogue forces in play here? I don't know. Don't know. Oh, I want you to hear, before we get out of here this hour, a guy that I absolutely love. He's been on the show many times. He has become kind of a long-distance friend, if you will. Corey Lewandowski. This is cut four. He went with Howie Kurtz over the weekend. What is it called? Media Buzz on Fox News Channel. And he explains the House Judiciary Committee and the revelation that he did a week ago. The revelation that he lies to the media like that's a mortal sin. You know, maybe at St. Anne's Catholic School in Prairie Village, Kansas, maybe that's a venial sin.
You are fake news.
But I'm going to tell you, people have been lying to the media for ages. Oh, by the way, speaking of church, you know who I ran into at Christ the King Church here in Las Vegas. It is my parish. And who do I run into walking out the door? I'm walking out of the church, and I look up and I go, wait a minute, that's Steve Sisolak. He's the governor. And I engaged him. I said, hey, I'd love to have you on the show. Sure. Here's my card with my phone number. Called my girl and gave me the name of his assistant, his booker, his scheduler. And we'll do it. I said, I'd love to have you in studio. We'll see what we can do. So we'll find out. I want you to hear from Corey Lewandowski with Howie Kurtz on Fox News Channel, this revelation that he lies to the media.
I do think it's fair to remind people, you know, I was a private citizen. I offered to come to that congressional hearing without a subpoena. They chose to subpoena me anyways. The hearing was supposed to start at 10. It started at 1 o'clock. I accommodated them in every opportunity I could.
Well, I've interviewed you many times on this program, and you're certainly adept at spinning, but you've never misled me. But do you regret, in the heat of the moment, making this declaration that you feel like you need to tell the truth under oath, but not to journalists?
Howie, I regret the fact that I should have probably explained it better, and specifically as it related to my tenure in front of the special counsel. Mm-hmm. But I did that out of respect for the special counsel and the investigative process, and at the advice of counsel, so that we didn't spend countless hours answering these questions in the public while the investigation continued.
You really got into it the next day with CNN's Allison Camerota, who said, are you lying to me now? And then let's take a look at part of that exchange.
Corey, if you want to ask the questions, you can become a journalist yourself.
Are you a journalist or are you not? I mean, is that what
Corey?
You are? Are you a journalist?
Hey, Corey, listen.
Or you're a talking head?
Something.
Which one? Because
Corey,
I'm happy to answer your questions,
Corey,
if they're
you're
honest
not
and truthful.
You're listening with your mouth.
What was your take from that interview?
You know, Howie, the first question out of Allison's, the first words out of Allison's mouth during that interview were, Mr. Lewandowski, you refuse to answer the majority of the committee's questions. That's a factual inaccuracy. And if you want to be a political pundit and claim that, then that's fine. But don't pretend to be a journalist and then start with factual inaccuracies right off the bat. And moreover, don't try and hold me to a standard that the CNN employees and contributors aren't held to. They employ Andy McCabe, who we know unequivocally by Inspector General Horowitz lied at least three times under oath, has a criminal referral pending against him, and is waiting for the grand jury in Washington, D.C. to indict him. And they don't disclose that information before he comes on television. So as a guest on a television show, they are trying to hold me to a different standard than their own employees, and I think they're ashamed of it, and that's why they didn't want to talk about it.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
That's why I'm going to do everything I can to get him elected to the United States Senate from New Hampshire. There's all kinds of rumblings that Corey Lewandowski is going to run for the Senate. I think he would be a tremendous... You want to talk about a new generation of U.S. senator? I think this guy would be great in the United States. Yeah, the United States Senator Corey Lewandowski. Doesn't it have a nice ring to it? Yeah. No, I think it would be great. I want to remind you what's coming up. We're going to get a chance to visit in just a bit. In fact, just after the top of the hour. With Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What does he think of what Corey Lewandowski has done? This idea of lying to the media, like politicians haven't been lying to the media for decades and decades and decades. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's one thing to lie while under oath before a congressional committee. It's another thing to lie to the media. I don't think it's bad to lie to the media because the media has the opportunity to get the last word, so to speak.
It's hard to keep up with reality if you're in my business.
Boy, is that the truth. So Victor Jakes will join us. Jane Addams and Doug Jeffers will be by from the Clark County Republicans. You know, Clark County makes up 70% of the voting public. You know that? Yeah. We'll talk with Jane and Doug. Coming up after 11 o'clock. Stick around, more to do. My name is Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.